And I'm actually lucky enough to have them both. Oh, two of the members, I should say, Richie and Bass. How's it going, guys?
Very well, thank you, Oscar.
In the studio. Richie's got a milk tea, which he just got from next door.
Yep. It's not what I expected.
Not what you expected.
I thought it was going to be something different than just literally cold tea with
sugar.
Yeah. But no, it's quite nice.
It's quite nice. Cool. And of course, your singles come out today, Chip Dinner.
Yep.
How exciting is that? I think like something I've noticed with your style, it's very reminiscent of Ian Dury, John Cooper Clarke, that beautiful spoken word style. Were you all into that type of music, or was it yourself, Richie? Where did that influence come from?
Yeah, I'm very into it. John Cooper Clarke in particular is I'm glad you referenced him. That's a big compliment for me.
Yeah.
I think the other guys maybe not as much. Bass likes a lot of jazz.
Yeah.
Hey, Bass.
More of a jazz man. But I kind of started to grow on me more, that spoken word kind of narrative driven music. And the music that surrounds it is very simple and driving, right? Which I enjoyed as well, right? Everything kind of complements one another.
Makes it easy for you as well, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Like simple music.
Yeah. And I guess you can even hear that scene with bands like Squid, Black Country, New Road. Could you see a similar scene emerging in Sydney and Australia? Like, maybe I'm not listening. I don't hear many bands other than you guys really emulating that style to the same extent.
I would like to see more bands playing what's it referred to as? Like post-punk revival.
Yeah.
I think is the common term these days. I'd like to see more bands doing it in Sydney. I enjoy watching it. When I was back in the UK, that would be most of the gigs I'd go to. Bands playing that type of music. So that's obviously where a lot of the inspirations come from.
Yeah.
But it'll be great to see more bands in Sydney doing a bit of shouting.
Definitely. Are there any Sydney bands that you like that are kind of influencing that sound? We're talking about UK bands, but is anyone else in the current scene that you feel like are doing that, or that you take influence from maybe?
No, not really.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, I don't mean it in a bad way.
We like a lot of Sydney bands, but in terms of the style of the music, I suppose that the bands that I like in Sydney are tend to be more heavy or like almost surf rock. There's a lot of surf rock going on, isn't there?
There is.
You guys like at Lincoln's Gold.
I think I saw you guys in the mush of Lincoln's Gold,
we were
causing a ruckus. Yeah.
Yes.
I think you actually shoved me. I love it.
You got in my way, Oscar.
Yeah, cool. And of course, Chip Dinner is out today. I think it was Daniel was about your unsuccessful job application at AstraZeneca and
that's right.
Some of the emails that came back and forth.
Yes.
What's Chip Dinner about? Is that about, and is that also personal for you guys, or?
It's about a man who worked in the train station near my mum and dad's house back home.
Yeah.
You don't have any like Opal cards or anything there. It's like you still buy a ticket off a guy, and it's just a kind of made up thought I had about what that man's life is like.
Love it.
Yeah, just that, just kind of thoughts that you have on the train when you're not looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Looking out the window, having a think.
Cool.
Nothing better.
And when can people hear it live next? Were there any upcoming shows that you can talk about people can get around?
There's one on Friday, but it's a secret location.
Yeah.
So if
I wasn't sure if I could ask about that.
Know,
maybe that was cheeky of me to.
If we're meant to talk about it.
Yeah, it is.
We are playing on Friday. If you want to see us play, just message us on Instagram.
We'll
tell you where it is and when to go.
Friday night. An exclusive show. Beautiful. I had a little sneak preview to the track. I loved hearing it. It's got that pulsing bass line, very much like Dry Cleaning. And so obviously you're from Liverpool. How did coming to Sydney and meeting, you know, Baz and the rest of the guys come about? How did that all happen?
I was a classic working holiday maker in Sydney. I met James, the guitarist. He lived in Liverpool before. And I was actually going to move to New Zealand, but then he said, no, come to Sydney instead. So I came to Sydney as a working holiday maker. That's where I met Baz. Then we met Justin, the bass player, a bit later on. Just started playing tunes together.
Cool.
Yeah. And now I'm still here.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Still here in Australia. Do all, like, obviously you're into jazz, bass, but what about the rest of the members? What do they, how would you, I guess, all kind of collectively work together, and yeah, what are they into?
I know James really takes a lot of his kind of sound and playing style from like your Ty Segalls and that
OCs.
Style OCs music.
I think Justin's the same.
Justin's, yeah, relatively the same, but he also comes from like a, he's a big Pixies fan and Smashing Pumpkins.
He loves Smashing Pumpkins. Cool. They're his number one band.
So you're all drawing from different kind of like cool little eras of...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming together to create this beautiful little melting pot.
Wall of sound.
That's right.
Of music. Well, hey, should we play the single then?
Sounds good.
Should we jump right in to to Chip Dinner? And we'll dedicate it maybe to that man out there by your old parents' train station.
The man in Wallasey Village train station. This one's for you.